بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Among the salient features of Islam is the day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given this day of Jumu'ah to the previous nations, but they differed, they disputed, and so they lost the virtue of the day of Jumu'ah. The Christians, they took the Sunday, the Jews took the Saturday, they had the reasons. When Allah Ta'ala gave the day of Jumu'ah to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they didn't dispute, they wholeheartedly accepted the day of Jumu'ah. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us and preserved for us the day of Jumu'ah. As we go closer to Qiyamah, what we need to be careful of is the bay'adbi, the disrespect, and not considering the day of Jumu'ah to be a great day. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, whoever honors, respects, reveres the days or the things that are the salient features of Islam, and in this context the day of Jumu'ah, that is a sign of the piety of his heart. As we go close to Qiyamah, we find that haya and modesty is dwindling, and with modesty and haya dwindling, then respect also goes out of the window. إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتُ. When haya and modesty goes, then you'll do what you want to do. There's no shame, there's no consideration, there's no worry, there's no concern. The imam will be in the front delivering the khutbah, and people will be in the back on their cell phones, doing whatever they want to do on the phones, talking to their friends, cracking a joke, hitting high fives. Youngsters will be upstairs sitting in circles, which the hadith prohibits on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Jumu'ah, sitting in circles and talking, having your own majlises. So all these things are happening. So how once again we can bring back the respect for the day of Jumu'ah, for the masjid, for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If an ummah is not respecting the great day, coming late for Jumu'ah, rushing out of the masjid after Jumu'ah, then what can be said about other days and other aspects of the deen? So ta'lim needs to take place in our homes. Once again, we need to remind our youngsters the virtues of coming early for the Jummah Salah, the virtues of sitting and paying attention in the Jummah, listening attentively, respecting, putting our phones off, putting it away, knowing what is the etiquette, what is the adab, what is the respect. Ulama say, for example, the adab, the respect is when a program is taking place in the front. For example, when the talk is being given in the front, then nobody else should be doing anything else that is disturbing the program that is happening in the front. Nobody is allowed, even if it is ibadat, even if it is some type of ibadat, but that is not allowed to disturb the main program that is taking place in the front. So the day of Jumu'ah is a very, very great day. How we can respect and how we can revere the day of Jumu'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best day that the sun has ever risen upon is the day of Jumu'ah. It was on this day that Allah Ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. On this day he was entered into Jannat. It was on this day that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was removed from Jannat, and Qiyamah will take place on the day of Jumu'ah. In the past, the people would go very, very early for the Jumu'ah Salah. They would go quite early for the Jumu'ah Salah, almost immediately after the Fajr Salah. Then lanterns would be seen, and how people would be moving through the streets and attending the Jumu'ah Salah. They say this is one of the first innovations that happened, that people stopped going early for the Jumu'ah Salah and they started going late. What we consider to be early, the people of the past considered that to be very, very late. Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi of Medina Munawwara, who is buried in Medina Sharif, when they tried to open his grave to bury someone else, they found that Hazrat Maulana's body was still fresh. He advised his murids living in non-Muslim countries to show special respect to the day of Jumu'ah, and in order to inculcate the respect of the day of Jumu'ah and the reverence and the greatness of Jumu'ah, to even give money and gifts to the children on the day of Jumu'ah so that they could recognize that this is a special day, this is the Eid of the week. There are many, many virtues of the day of Jumu'ah. We are just going to speak about the etiquettes of the day of Jumu'ah. So all of us should try and take a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. And check with our youngsters if they know how to make ghusl. Many times they learn it, but there is, for some reason, some laxity when it comes to making the Jummah, the ghusl on the day of Jummah according to the Sunnah. So make sure we make the proper ghusl, washing our hair properly, making sure we're rubbing our hair and washing our bodies thoroughly on the day of Jummah. Applying scent on the day of Jummah is a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and using the miswak is a very special amal of the day of Jummah also, the use of the miswak. There's an entire chapter on the virtues of the miswak. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I thought wahi and Quran would be revealed with regards to the use of the miswak. So much of emphasis was placed on it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I didn't feel I was making it hard for my ummah, I would have commanded them to use the miswak at the time of every salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prefer to perform 2 rakats of salah with the miswak than performing 70 rakats without using the miswak. So the day of Jummah is such a special day. We should all make sure that we use the miswak on the day of Jummah at the very least. By walking for the Jummah salah, one gets the reward of fasting and ibadat at night for 1 year for every step that he takes. If he takes 100 steps, 100 years reward of fasting and 100 years of night ibadat, he will get. So what a great reward. Also, we should pay attention to clipping the nails, the fingernails and the toenails according to the sunnah, and thereafter burying them. Removing unwanted hair, trimming the moustache, it should be above the lip at the very least. The moustache should be trimmed and it should be shortened. Even in these aspects, like attending to one's own personal hygiene, removing unwanted hair, trimming the moustache, clipping the nails, there is a lot of laxity and a lot of neglect in this regard. Sometimes we ask our children also that why didn't you clip your nails? There's no attention that is paid to it. So we need to go home and check on our children that the nails are being clipped on time. They are attending to themselves on time, and remind them that they should be doing this on the day of Friday. So these are some of the personal aspects that each one of us can attend to, and not forgetting 2 aspects, that is the recitation of Durood Sharif abundantly and the recitation of Surah Kahf. Every one of us, as we are going close to Qiyamah, we can see the abundance of fitan. Recite Surah Kahf. If you can't read the entire Surah, the very least is the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses. And Durood Sharif, up to 1,000 Duroods on the day of Friday while driving, while working. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.